The Gemara in the top of Daf Kuf Beis and Beis says that there is a din of kavana when it comes to chalitza. You have to be mechaven, and it brings down a brisa. The benchin is kavan hu, but then kavan he. Benchin is kavan he, but then kavan hu. Chalitza is psula, and she is kavan shneim. That if there's no kavana, then the chalitza is a chalitza psula. So we see that the ma'isa chalitza needs kavana. The Chacham Tzvi in Siman Aleph clears a chakira. What's upshan in this din kavana? Is this kavana midin mitzvah sichas kavana, just like you need kavana when you take lulav and eat matzah, or is this maybe not kavanas mitzvah, but it's kavanas kinyan? Whenever you need it, whenever you make a kinyan, you need to be mechaven l'shem kinyan to be makna, and chalitza is a kinyan. It's either being makna, making some type of hakna, it's removing the zika, or like dushame is mashma, the chalitza itself is a kinyan. So maybe you need kavana midin kavanas kinyan, nothing to do with the kavana of a mitzvah. That's the shayla Chacham Tzvi. Now, it would seem that the Shaila would Pashas be telling on the Chakira he mentioned earlier, B'Shem Reb Chaim, that is Chalitza B'Chalal Mitzvah? Is there a mitzvah to be Chalitza, or is it just a matter? If Chalitza is only a matter, then clearly you would not need Kavanas Mitzvah over here, because there's no mitzvah at all. It's a matter, and you just maybe have to mechaven to make the kinyan, but there's no din to be mechaven, midin mitzvah shechiz kavana. But if Chalitza would be a mitzvah, then there l'chari would be a din of Kavanas Mitzvah to be mechaven, to do the mitzvah, just like any other mitzvah. So that's a shaila that the Chacham Tzvi has. Now the Archa Shulchan and Kuf Samach Tes is medayik from Rashi over here. The Rashi seems to be learning that it's a din of mitzvah sichas kavana, because Rashi says in Dibur Maskel Hachazin and Dechol Tzachashinon, Zak Rashi Dilma Chalitza Hi Lepasa Halein, but Afal Gav to learn the Skabnu the Chalitza Smitzvah, even though they're not mechamet the Chalitza Smitzvah. So he's medayik from Rashi that it's the kavana you're having over here is l'shem mitzvah, the mitzvah of Chalitza, and that L'chara would be a taina on Reb Chaim that is in subik. Maybe there is no mitzvah chalitza. Rashi is saying lehedya that there is a mitzvah chalitza over here, and that's kavana midin mitzvah srichas kavana. But lulei divrei Archa Shulchan, I would think that maybe there's no raya from Rashi over here that this is a kavana mitzvah srichas kavana. That's not what Rashi means. Rashi is trying to be ma'azir the Gemara that when you have a yavam hagdela ben achin, she's allowed to marry them. We're not chayshish, and maybe one day she happened to remove someone's shoe. So the chash over here is that one day, she wasn't mechamah shem chalitza, but she wanted to help someone out, so she took off their shoe. She was chalitz their sandal, and the question is, did that cause a chalitza to happen, and now she's going to be also to them? So we're saying that we're not chayshish for that, and on that Rashi says, va'afal gav the l'niskavnu l'chalitzas mitzvah. In other words, that chalitza was not done l'shem mitzvah, that was just done l'shem taking off a shoe. And on that, Rashi is saying that doesn't help, or that maybe would help. The question is, do you have kavana l'shem chalitzas mitzvah? So Rashi is coming l'afuke, taking off a shoe for no reason at all, just to do a chesed, as opposed to doing it l'shem mitzvah chalitza. So Rashi doesn't mean to the din of mitzvah shechus kavana, but he means to be mechaven for the mitzvah chalitza, to the din of chalitza, as opposed to just doing it stam. That's all Rashi means. But the kavana that you would have for chalitza's mitzvah is not the kavana mitzvah shechus kavana. That's the kavana to be mekayim the din of chalitza, which requires kavana's kinyan. So perhaps there would not be a raya from Rashi that this is midin mitzvah shechus kavana. It just means for the din of chalitza, as opposed to doing it stam. So that way you could get out of the raya of the Archa Shulchan. Now the etzim chakir the Chacham Tzvi, is it then midin mitzvichas kavana, or is it midin kinyan? So the Mechas Chinuch and Tavkuf Tzadi Tes, he seems to come out that there's really two dinim. You taka need one, you need a midin kavana's kinyan, but you also need a midin mitzvichas kavana. So there's two reasons why you need the kavana, but he says that there's going to be a chilik between these two dinim. Gabi the din of kavana's kinyan, that would be both on him and her. As the Gemara says, they're both involved in the kinyan, but the din of Kavanas mitzvah to mecham l'shem mitzvah, that's only on him because he's the only one doing the mitzvah. The mitzvah is mutal on him, not on her, even though she's the one who's physically doing the chalitza, but he is the chalitz, he's the one doing the mitzvah, and therefore he wouldn't need to be mechaven, and she would not need to be mechaven the kavana mitzvah is kavana, but the other kavanas kinyan, that they both need to be mechaven. Then he says another chiddush, which is very mistaber, that if they were niskaven shneim l'shem kavanas kinyan, but they're not mechaven l'shem mitzvah, so even though by doing that you won't be yaitz of the mitzvah, if we hold mitzvichas kavana, the kavana is makam and yaitz of the mitzvah, but that would not affect the chalitza. The chalitza vada would still be a good chalitza, because the chalitza, the din, kinyan chalitza, and mitzvah chalitza are two separate things. Even if you're not mechaven the mitzvah chalitza, but if you have the proper kavana, you're still yaitz of the din of chalitza. So if you're mechaven l'shem kinyan but not l'shem mitzvah, you might not get the mitzvah chalitza, you don't get schar for being mechaven mitzvah chalitza, but the kinyan is still chal as long as mechaven kavana is kinyan, and therefore the chalitza would be a good chalitza, but if you want to get the mitzvah of chalitza, to be yaitz in the mitzvah of chalitza, for that would require the kavana l'shem mitzvah chalitza as well.